Monday, August 20, 2018, Dakota County Board of Commissioners special meeting at 8:15 a.m. to award the bid for construction and replacement of the East Sarpy Road Hogue Bridge.
Looks like you look good enough.
Boy, I feel good up here too. He's gonna be gone next Monday. I can't wait.
He's gonna be gone the whole Monday?
No, next Monday. Call the County Board of Commissioners special meeting to order about 8:17. Please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Roll call, please.
Scott is absent. Tony?
Here.
Kevin?
Here.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
I'll make a motion to excuse Mr. Lowe from today's meeting.
I'll second.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yeah.
Bill?
Yes. Okay, number one, new business. The board to award the bid for the construction replacement of Bridge C0022010100P, project located on East Sarpy Road, Section 30, Township 27 North, Range 7 East. And the bids are as follows: Dixon Construction Company out of Correctionville, Iowa, $359,469. Thiessen Construction out of Norfolk, $352,520. And Norfolk Contracting Inc. out of Norfolk, $278,888. Now, after talking, I think Fred called me the next day after our meeting. They had done the Tony Gomez Bridge, Norfolk Contracting. So we've used them before, did a good job. They're in and out of there in a hurry.
And I had a meeting and I talked to the...
Okay, good.
I talked to a commissioner from Madison County, and while talking to him, he called their road engineer, and they've been nothing but happy with them.
Okay.
You know, I talked to Fred too, and as he said, he forgot the first time probably because he had no problems with them.
Yeah,
that's a good thing. That's it.
You know, if you don't have problems, you.
What is the date of completion? When they will be as of the start?
December 1st, 2018.
The completion.
Yeah.
And when they going to start?
I think this guy, the way Fred talked, he's wanting to get started right away.
October 1st. Is what his tentative start date is.
But he was,
he
was anxious to get the word. I suppose they have to order material, for one
right.
thing.
So.
I visited with Leonard Gale a little bit about this before I left. And, you know, the guy, he knows about construction, and he knows all the companies around. And he says, yeah, I'm familiar with all three of them. He says, the best out of the three is Tyson. I mean, there's no doubt about it. That's what he has, he says. But the price, you know, you guys can, you know, you got to do what you got to do. But make sure that he says he's going to be completed such day. Put some wording, you know, some stipulation, but, you know, if you can get it done by then.
I haven't read this bid proposal.
I mean, that was his suggestion.
Yeah.
I'm just telling
what. Well, I agree. You know, if we go into the winter with this thing, it's going to cost us a lot of money to keep that minimum maintenance road open. Will it cost the difference in price? I don't know. But it'll cost a lot of money, no doubt.
And I explained it to him, you know, the experience that we had with him, because I talked to Fred. I visited with Fred.
Okay.
He said the same thing I told Kevin. You know, he totally forgot. He apologized that, you know, he didn't remember. And I said, well, I didn't have experience with this guy. The same thing. He called Kevin. You know, it's great. They went in and out. But, you know, they could have had a good weather back in those days.
Yeah.
Now, you want to read the time limit and liquidated damages paragraph there?
Do
So the contractor specifies the start date? Where
it is specified. That's on his...
October 1st.
And it has 60 days, and then...
60 working days as defined in Section 101.
Okay. I'm assuming that that's regular. It might be just the engineering code, a bridge code, or something.
So what are these actually? You know, it's just that he's suggesting, you know, and I, like I said, I respect that.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you, sometimes the contract can fool you, you know, if they get busy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it says liquidate damages assessed against contractor according to the schedule and is set forth in Section 108, which isn't attached. So
if it's not completed in 60 days,
they have liquidated damages.
They can, okay.
They
against
liquidated
them.
Damages.
Yeah.
We do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have. If, I don't know who put that together, but they have it against the contractor.
Okay.
That's good.
How do we determine? I mean, if it's not in writing here, how do we determine liquidating damages after December 1st?
Well,
it
we have to look
to that.
At Section 108, the Nebraska State Standard Specification. So there's it's.
You know what, if it costs us $20,000 to maintain that road, can we assess that whole thing on the contractor? Probably not. I guess.
And do you assess liquidated damages if there's a 2 foot of snow and he literally can't
there's always weather exceptions.
Done.
Right.
I mean,
and I'm sure that's why you'd like to get going sooner than later to try to avoid that on the back end.
I was really surprised we had 3 bids, you know, this
time of the year.
Yeah. Everybody's lined up a year ahead of time for their work. I'd really...
Yep.
It was a good thing for us.
I agree.
Yeah, they refer to 101 and 108.
Right, and Nebraska State Standard Specs, and I guess we could look those up on the Department of Transportation website or something. I can make you a copy of that too, Tony, if you want.
It's almost $74,000.
It is. That's just... you know, again, I was just... I mean, $20,000,
$30,000
difference, you know, we might think about it, but, you know, that, according to Fred, one of them was ready to start anytime. I don't know which one.
Tyson had an August 20th start date.
Today?
August 27th
or start date. Next Monday. But for
$7,000.
Mm-hmm. That's a big difference.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Yeah, I think from talking with Fred, I think the North Fork Contracting sounds good, so I'll make a motion to accept the North Fork Contracting Incorporated bid of $278,888 for bridge completion.
I'd second that.
Motion and second.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
All right. Any public comment? Boy, there.
Too early.
Marie Culbertson.
Maybe we should meet at 8 in the morning every time. Just kidding.
We met early in the morning.
We'd start at 9 and then go through... Plains till noon, then 1 o'clock the regular meeting would start.
Oh, 1 o'clock.
Yeah, wasn't it? I think that's the way it was when I started here.
But all of you guys.
Yeah, everybody went through claims all morning.
All of it?
And people came and, you know, went all morning, but the meeting was actually called to order at 9.
Yeah. And you took an hour and a half lunch break and then a regular business meeting right after lunch.
At 1 o'clock. Too many people from the community were complaining that they didn't get a chance to come to the meeting that early in the day. Mm. You know, that's why we went to 3 o'clock.
I remember that.
Yeah.
4, actually, I remember.
Yeah, we did, didn't we, for a while.
Back to
3.
4, that was too late.
Yeah. Okay. The meeting's adjourned at 8:27. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, everyone.
All right.